Last Divine Healing meeting, I told you I delivered a message under the title of Keep Your Feelings Under Control. And I told you what kind of impact the trivial ill feelings can make in our lives when we have a relationship with Father God. We would like to receive answers and blessings from Father God, but due to ill feelings, you know, we can make a wall of sin before Father God. So, we met God and we received grace. In order to receive more grace, we gotta destroy the wall of sin and cast off ill feelings from our heart to receive even greater love. I told you why God told us to revenge on ourselves. Because the right to judge belongs to Father God. We are creatures and we got no right to judge others. We gotta understand that and we should never judge and condemn others. We should never take revenge on others. And I also told you when we can have ill feelings. First, when things are not in accordance with our thought, heart, or standard. Second, I mean, my heart, my thought, my benefit, when things may conflict with these things, we have, you know, ill feelings in our heart. When we expect some kind of loss or face some difficulties, or when we are wrongfully accused or see some loss, we have ill feelings. Sometimes we have ill feelings whenever we see some other's faults, or when others are promoted, then we can have ill feelings. If you think about the brother of the prodigal son, and you can think about this, he thought to himself that he worked so hard for his father, but, you know, his brother who took the inheritance before and then wasted them all, his younger brother came back and his father welcomed him so well and even held a feast. So his elder brother, you know, got ill feeling and he complained against his father. I worked for you so hard. You didn't do anything for me. But you held this fast for your prodigal son? How? We gotta check whether we have this kind of ill feelings, whether we want to have a heart of, you know, being recognized or being lifted. Instead, we gotta understand the heart of our Father God. And we have to check whether we have a heart of the brother to the prodigal son. Father, you are so good. I had jealousy. Let me fix that. It would be much more beautiful, right? So we got to check our heart. And then we got to welcome our prodigal brother, right? We got to have that the heart of the Father. Let's say when we have ill feelings, you know, we make that ill feelings come out, right? As hatred, like feeling sorry or uncomfortableness. But sometimes we got angry and we argue and quarrel with others. Sometimes we can make enemies with others. Simply put, the reason we have ill feelings is because we have selfish mind. We think we are right. We seek for our own benefit. We don't want to see any kind of loss. Since we have this kind of selfish mind, when things are not in accordance with this kind of mind, ill feelings occur. Well, since, you know, I'm a man, you know, I can be selfish, right? Well, this is what the worldly people say. As children of God, we should not have selfish mind. We gotta have God-centered mind. All forefathers of faith who became great in heaven had such a heart. Whenever they see loss, whenever, even if it didn't make any benefit for them, they just obeyed the word of God. So, of course, you know, they did goodness to evil people. All things, you know, in all things, they just obeyed the word of God because they were not selfish, but they got God-centered in heart. So we got to have this kind of great faith, the attitude that Father God can be pleased with. So, you gotta look back on yourself. Even if you think you are not selfish, if you don't, you know, consider other situation, if you don't understand other situation, then this is something that you gotta fix. Now, this selfish mind is completely opposite to love, sacrifice, devotion, and goodness and truth. Therefore, we should not make an excuse that, you know, because of that person I got ill feelings, but instead, we gotta find our own evil in our heart and cast it off. You know, if it were not for him, then I would not have this kind of ill feeling. Well, you may have ill feelings because of someone else. So don't put blame on something else or someone else. Then you will not have any ill feelings in any given situation if you put blame on yourself. Then you will have peace of mind, and most of all, you will receive blessing. 3 John 1:2 says, "Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers." Those who cast off ill feelings and repented were healed. However, just one repentance is not enough. Through the word, you got to understand your ill feelings, and you make a resolution to acquire heart of goodness, but it cannot be done overnight. So, from now on, let me tell you how to control these ill feelings and cast them off. To cast off ill feelings, first of all, when you face this kind of situation, you got to suppress it. You got to reveal your feeling. You got to suppress it. You know, the love when it endures, right? So you got to endure it. You got to suppress it. First of all, you should not reveal it, which means you got to suppress it. Proverbs 12:16 says, "A fool's anger is known at once, but a prudent man conceals dishonor." A prudent man conceals dishonor. Someone, you know, wrongfully accuses him, someone, you know, swear at him, but he suppresses his anger. So, when you have ill feelings, first of all, you gotta suppress it. However, it's not easy to suppress it. You know, if you say to the worldly people to suppress it, then, you know, they say, "Man, I got ill because of that suppressing." Since, you know how to suppress it, okay, because you've been in this church. First of all, you should not reveal it through your words or through your facial expression. You gotta suppress it by suppressing it. If you do it well, then first of all, you gotta think about it. You cannot do it just so easily. So, if you get angry, for example, what kind of benefit you will get? You gotta think about this. Then you can control it. Say, you can have this kind of ill feelings when you deal with, you know, a people who are close to you, or your boss or your subordinate, when they don't do the work according to your idea. So remember those moments, okay? When you had that ill feelings, and how you made other people, you know, feel uncomfortable. Well, I cannot tell this to worldly people. And they say, well, you know what? Even if I remember that moment, you know, it's truly, you know, they who did wrong. Well, but if you think about it, then you may say, yeah, that's right. You know, it was I who had to suppress it. You know, it would hurt them. In a fleshly sense as well. When you were irritated, when you got angry, when you, you know, complain, think about those people who see you from the third person, in the third person's perspective. As I deal with this message, I thought about and remember the a scene from a movie or drama or soap opera. I'm sorry, male members. Let me say, there is household, who are very, you know, very strict, angry. And that they suffer from their work. And when they got home, you know, they got angry at their family members or over the table, you know. And your children, you know, when children are not, you know, matching your expect, you know, you got angry. And family members become very quiet, right? Why? Well, because, you know, you didn't, you know, angry just once or twice. When a wife, you know, comes up with an excuse and you got more angry, you're angrier, right? So they realize that they should be the quiet. Then you say, you know what, we got to enjoy this, you know, the dinner. Why are you angry at me? It is you who actually made that mood. And then you are getting, you know, angrier at your family member because of that. So if you got angry, your family member got frowned their eyes and they got to read your face, right? But the one who actually got angry don't know the reason. You may have your own reason because, you know, your family member, you know, that did something that you don't like. Then your son may say, if you, you know, if you told me in a low voice, then I would not behave like that. But then you will say, I told you silently. I told you in a low voice. So, you know, in most case, you know, you got ill feelings and you reveal it and you make an excuse for your ill feelings. You had that kind of experience before, so you now realize it does not benefit you. Now your children grew up, and then when they also go astray, you know, you may think to yourself that, you know, I shouldn't do that before, you know. I should not get angry at my children. You may regret. But you got to remember that because of something you do now, you will regret later because of your ill feelings. If you make yourself a standard, and then if you get angry, you may break peace in your family. It is you who breaks the peace in your family. And it is very, you know, it doesn't benefit you. Once you become a mother, when you get angry, then your children may, you know, suffer, okay? They lose their confidence. And what about husband? Husband worked so hard outside, and then he came back, and he wanted to be, you know, comforted, but, you know, he had to read your face. So what kind of position you are in your family, when you get angry, when you get irritated, when you swear at someone in your family, or, you know, you may talk about the things that, you know, you had in at work and what you suffer from. You know, when you got some, argument with your co-workers, and when you talk about it in your family, the family workers may, you know, gossip about you, taking your side. You are making your family commit sin too, because, you know, they are gossiping. And if your wife said, well, don't talk about it against the truth, then you will get angry. Because of your story about the work in your office, you make your family member commit sin. So think about this. It's not easy to suppress your feelings. That's what I'm saying. Now, if you pray for that, then you can control your feelings and you can eventually cast them off. So first of all, you gotta know it doesn't benefit you. You may regret later. You may be ashamed of what you did before. If you listen to others a little bit more, then you will get angry. But you judge and condemn it. You did that, right? Let's say, there's a little children. You know, you found, you know, some coins are missing in your wallet. I think my son touched my wallet. Then you'd better ask with wisdom. But you already judged. You took my coins, right? But your son didn't do that. So, no, I didn't. Then you say, you're lying. Why are you lying? Then your son, you know, cries. Then you think to yourself that, oh, maybe, you know, he didn't touch my wallet. And then you found your coins on your bed. You got ashamed. even if your son touched it, you wouldn't reproach your son with the good words. Well, if you pretend you know nothing, then your son would become a thief later on. But well, what I'm saying is that you should not judge. I put coins in my wallet, but some are missing. Have you seen them? Or haven't you used my coins to tell me later why you used it? Then if it is first time, then you can read your son's face. You can realize it. Then you may, you know, reproach him with wisdom, and you may understand in the situation. Then your son may talk to you why he did that. But if you scold him, even if he didn't do that, you know, he may have any ill feelings against you. Then maybe he may do something other who can hurt your heart. So because of your words and behaviors, it can ruin your children too. What about those grown-up children? You know, if you did it in the past, then you're going to repent before them. So because of, you know, not suppressing those ill feelings, you may regret later, and you may be ashamed of it. So it's hard to suppress your feelings. You got to train yourself. How you do that? After you reveal your feelings, you got to think about it. Why did I reveal my feelings? I prayed for it. I should not get irritated. I should think about others' position. I should talk in with good words. But you know what? I revealed my ill feelings. Since you prayed for it, you should not do that. You prayed, you made a promise, you made a resolution. But because you didn't control your feelings, you revealed it. But you got to regret right away, and you got to repent of them. And after you regret it, then you got to say sorry to someone that you got angry at. I shouldn't say like that, but I'm sorry. But sometimes you don't say so because your pride hurts. You cannot change before Father God. You pray to Father God, but you don't say sorry to your friend? Well, after you did something, you gotta regret and you gotta repent of what you did. Then you can change quickly. And now you realize that your feelings is bad. Wrong. Now, you may find someone who has very similar characteristics with yours. Then when you look at them, let's say he has hot temper and he got angry. Let's say, you got reason to be angry at someone. So you justify yourself, right? Because you're selfish. Now, you look at someone else who got angry, then you may say, he'd better suppress that anger. Then he's making his wife so miserable. Why is he doing that? When you look at someone else, then you think like that. So you may find someone who has very similar characteristics with yours, then whatever he does something wrong, then you may realize that what he is doing can be done by yours, then you may regret later. You can make someone else as you are in the model. So, and then use him to look back on yourself. So, ill feelings is so bad. It is so evil. You can realize it by looking at someone else. Then, because of my anger, you know, my family, my friends were so hurt because of me, which, you know, and then it can make you change much more quickly. Usually, you may reveal your ill feelings so easily as someone that you suppressed your ill feelings in other times. You know, if someone made a mistake, if you like that person, then you suppress that anger. Now, you may say, why did you do that? If someone else who you don't like, you know, do that mistake. You got to find that too. Why? You got in a judgment about him already in your heart. In other words, you may say, he's done that all the time. Well, if you say so, you will be slow in change. You suppress that anger again and again and again. without casting off, and so it is revealed. If you say something, if you reveal your ill feelings right away, then you may realize that you judged them. You hated them before. Let's say person A and person B made the same mistake, but if person A, you like him, person B, you don't like him, but when person B, you know, made the same mistake that person A did, you got angry at person B, not person A. Because of ill feelings against that person, you got angry. So you got ill feelings, and so you got to repent of the ill feelings and think about it by the truth. And when you get rid of ill feelings eventually, then all those other ill feelings can be controlled. Well, he does that all the time, and he bothers me all the time. But you know, when he did this, when he does the same thing, then you know, you easily reveal your feeling. So you cannot see your own face, right? When you talk to person A, you smile. But when you talk to person B, you frown your eyes. You gotta find it. I have ill feelings against person B. You gotta admit it first. And then pray. Then you can cast it off. In any given situation, ill feelings are ill feelings and a selfish mind. So you gotta make an effort to suppress it. With prayer, then you can control it eventually. But this is not enough to control your feelings perfectly. Okay? Just suppressing it is not enough. You cannot control your ill feelings. Proverbs 26:26 says, though his hatred covers itself with guile, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. If you suppress it, but if you don't get rid of ill feelings completely, then somehow and somewhen, sometime, the ill feelings will come out. So you have to completely get rid of that ill feeling. Elisha the prophet, he followed his master Elijah and received inspiration double the portion. And he manifested great power of God. However, when children followed him and swore at him, calling him bald head, he couldn't suppress it. He cursed at those children. He did his job in inside the city, but children followed him outside the city and then, you know, despised him. Bald head, go up to heaven. Then he got angry. He said, you know, don't do that, stop it. But the children followed him outside the city. So they did that from inside the city. So he eventually got angry and he cursed at them. Then a bear came out and killed 42 children. Elisha had this kind of power. And then those children were so evil. When I was a child, there were some mentally ill, you know, people. Then I could see those, you know, children who were, you know, playing with him. Even though the mentally ill person is a grown-up, you know, grown-up man, the children were playing at him. I could see, you know, those children. So these children, you know, and then played this, you know, Elisha the prophet from inside the city and followed him outside the city. So those children were so evil, we can see. So they, however, he would not have done that. Because of that, even though he did the great jobs, he died of disease. No, the Bible doesn't need to write, you know, how, you know, Elisha died. But the Bible clearly says that he died of a disease. If he had been, I mean, those, you know, forefathers of faith, you know, died. That's what the Bible says, just died. But Elisha died of a disease because of this. So because of this fault, you know, he died of a disease. Well, how could such a prophet manifest such great power? Elisha didn't receive the power because of his own effort. He received it by following Elijah till the end. Elijah was the a servant of God's power, right? And Elisha followed him out of his love for, you know, love Elijah. And Elijah blessed him to receive the double portion. James 1:20 says, "The anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God." So that's the... Therefore, even after you suppress your feelings, you have to get rid of ill feelings so that later you don't even need to suppress it. However, it's difficult to control those feelings without an effort. So you gotta pray to receive God's grace. Those who bothered you, those, you know, bothering situations, you gotta realize that you suffer from it because of your ill feelings in your heart. Then you have to pray for it. Because of someone, you know, he bothers me all the time. Please, let me not have these ill feelings. You should not pray like that. You should pray, "Father, the blame is on me. I am evil. I had ill feelings against him, but it's evil. I'm evil. Because of that, I got these ill feelings." You gotta humble yourself and pray. Then you can change. But if you say like, you know, "He is the evil one. Please change him." If you pray like that, then you cannot change. If you humble yourself, admitting that you got evil in your heart, and if you pray, then by the help of the Holy Spirit, you can control your feelings, and you can eventually cast off those ill feelings from your heart. So if you pray and do goodness and love, then you can control and you can cast off ill feelings all the more quickly. So if you do goodness and love, which is opposite to ill feelings, then you can much more quickly, you can control your feelings. Proverbs 19:11 says, "A man's discretion makes him slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook a transgression." Eventually, you gotta have a heart of forgiveness, heart of understanding. Not only pressing ill feelings, you gotta understand other situation with love and goodness. And if you make an effort and fervently pray, then you can eventually, you know, cast off all those ill feelings from your heart. So you have to control your heart so that, I mean, you gotta admit that you are selfish. And you have to change your heart into goodness and love. And you gotta pray and cast off ill feelings. And eventually, you can understand others. Even those people cannot understand. Then you will have mercy on him. Then you can make peace with everything. Until then, you gotta pray, you gotta make an effort and change. "Until when should I do like that? You know, they will regard me as a fool. I try to understand them, but they don't understand me. They just keep doing evil to me." Well, you gotta do it till the end. And we should be like that. Then God will take our side. Even if they bothered you, if you do goodness to them, then you will not be shaken, but you will have instead peace in your mind. The Bible tells you that you can have heaven in your heart. If you have no ill feelings, you got no ill feelings at all, your heart is filled with goodness and evil, when people bothered you out of their evil, then your heart will not be shaken, but you will have only peace. That's the case of Joseph, who married to Virgin Mary. Virgin Mary didn't marry yet, but he got pregnant. He didn't know that she was conceived by the Holy Spirit. So ordinary men would think that, you know, she committed a sin of adultery. By the law, he would, you know, stone her death. That's the law, right? According to the law, you know, he got to do that. However, Joseph was so gentle, and he was so clean and pure. He didn't act by the law, but he forgave her. He had, you know, forgave her out of his love for her. And he wanted to stop. Since he was such good Joseph, Jesus could grow up under him. Since he had such a good heart, then do you think that Joseph would be troubled in his heart? Virgin Mary got pregnant when he heard it. Now, he wanted to forgive her and then stop marrying her, you know, out of his love. Now, would his heart be in the troubled? He chose goodness. He must have, you know, goodness and peace in his heart. Now, let's say I got someone that I cannot forgive. I have someone that I hate. You know, he deserved that. Well, you got ill feelings in your heart. That's not what the Bible says. God tells you to forgive everyone and leave everything onto the hands of God. Then you can receive answer. Then you can find peace. You can have happiness in your life. Sometimes you got bothered, you got troubled, you don't think that you can receive answer right away. Why? There are many reasons. You don't forgive people, you got ill feelings, and you judge and condemn them. Because of that, you know, that happens, so you got to repent of them. If you had no evil at all, there will be no ill feelings at all. And then you can act by goodness. How to save that person? If you think about it, you may find a way to save the person. However, it cannot be done overnight. So in order to cast off ill feelings, you gotta pray fervently and make an effort. And at the same time, you gotta fill your heart with goodness and love. In other words, you believe in Father God and leave it on to God. Someone bothers you, someone gives you troubles, but Father God will make everything work for good. You believe that instead of, you know, judging him and condemning him. But Father God will work for good. If you believe him, and you gotta win evil with goodness. Jesus said in Matthew 5:39-44, "But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too." How can you walk, you know, 10 miles with someone that you hate? But the Lord tells you to do so. Now you want to avoid him. You don't want to greet him. You don't want to talk to him. You already judged him. Since he's far away, you don't like him. It is such evil. We got to be good, right? We got to accomplish the goodness of Father God. Then we can go to heaven and we can be loved even on this earth. It is up to you. If you do so, you will have peace. The Lord tells you, go with him too. But why are you angry at him when he approaches you? Now, give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Now, we got to accomplish this word. When we are in peace, when someone hates us, nobody hurts you. Nobody bothers you. So you don't even realize that how much you accomplished the word of God. However, there are some people who bother you, who bring you troubles and difficulties. Now, there are people you might hate. Then if you have once accomplished these words, then later on, you will realize that you are already inside the Spirit and all Spirit. This is the time that Father God, you know, makes you change. Whatever evil you find, you gotta turn that into goodness. We gotta understand others. We gotta embrace others. We gotta tolerate others. Then, we will have no ill feelings at all. Even if, you know, they approach us. We don't need to, right? If it were not for him, I would not be angry like this. Then ill feelings will bother you until you get rid of that ill feeling. Once you get rid of it, in any given situation, you will not get troubled. When someone calls you a bad name, you will not get angry, because you got no ill feelings at all. Think about what our senior pastor said, and we got to obey it. Only when we depend on the word of the truth and do goodness and love can we not have any quarrel or complain or blame. Now, someone tries to make a fire, but you put it out. You, you know, melt them with your love, and you can make peace. Someone bothers you, someone tries to provoke your anger, but you got no ill feelings at all, then you got angry. You rather try to do goodness to that person. You try to solve the misunderstanding, and you make an effort to make him more feel comfortable. If you do so, then he cannot make a fire. You put out fire. So you can make peace naturally. Not only inside this church, but also in your family or your work and business, you gotta become like this. Someone misunderstands you, then you would better become a mediator. You can be like that. This is the attitude of Christians who can give out the fragrance of Jesus Christ. It can apply to all matters of spouses and on others. When people come up with an evil, you gotta deal with them in goodness. When someone do you evil, then you do goodness to him. Then you can surely win evil with goodness. Let's say, I did goodness, but you think you did something good, well, it will be revealed later on. Instead, you just say you understand him, you do goodness, and you yield to him. Even you may seem you lose that case, but eventually Father God will make you win. Then you will become the head, you will be recognized, and you will receive great blessing and grace from Father God. The important thing is that you gotta win evil by goodness, and you gotta believe in Father God and do goodness till the end. You change your mind in the middle because that person is so evil. No. In case of David, he seemed to win evil by goodness. When he was chased by his son Absalom, there was a man by the name of Shimei, and he cursed at King David, and he even threw a stone at him. It was completely fault, right? So his general wanted to kill Shimei. But David knew that he was under trials because of his own wrongdoings. So he rather said that perhaps the Lord will look on my affliction and return good to me instead of his cursing this day. This is what David said in 2 Samuel 16:12. Even though Shimei cursed at him, he did evil, so maybe God returned good to him. And it was done. Later, David managed all things and went back to Jerusalem. Shimei, who cursed at David, welcomed David and bowed down before David, and he repented and he begged for forgiveness. He realized that he cursed the king. So he bowed down before David, and then he begged for forgiveness. And David's general wanted to kill him too, again. But David swore not to kill him. But that was not the end. David told his son Solomon to kill that person. He said to his Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 9, "Now therefore, do not let him go unpunished, for you are a wise man, and you will know what you owe to do to him, and you will bring his gray hair down to Sheol with blood." So King Solomon made a trap. He called Shimei and lived inside the city of Jerusalem. Then he would kill him. He crossed the river of Kidron. Shimei agreed with it. But 3 years later, he left the city of Jerusalem to look for his, you know, runaway servants. King David did good to him, and he was not killed. And when, you know, King Solomon said this, in a similar way, you know, agreed with him. And King Solomon knew about this, and he said to this man, in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 43 and 44, and Shimei, you know, agreed. He kept his life. You made a promise with me. You make a promise with me. Never leave the city of Jerusalem. Now this man, you know, broke the promise. So Solomon said to him like this, why then have you not kept the oath of the Lord and command which I have laid on you? The king also said to Shimei, you know all the evil which you acknowledge in your heart, which you did to my father David. Therefore, the Lord shall return your evil on your own head. In justice, Shimei was punished for what he did. He was so evil, and he deserved to die like this. But David forgave him, right? But David didn't forgive until the end. If he had, you know, left this judgment to the hand of Father God, then he would have accomplished even better in goodness. Therefore, we should not judge no matter how evil they are. We gotta leave everything onto the hands of Father God, and we do goodness and love till the end. Then those evil people will not realize how evil they are. Well, Father God will take care of it. Father God will judge them in the end. We don't need to judge them. We should not. We should not criticize them. And goodness the Father God desires is to leave everything onto the hands of Father God. That's what the Lord did. Jesus preached the gospel of Father God. He did only goodness. He healed so many sick people. But evil people, you know, tried to find the ground for accusation out of their envy and jealousy. Now, 1 Peter 2, 22 and 23 says, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he didn't revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. Since Jesus got no ill feelings at all, he didn't use his power. He didn't use that right. Evil people said, if you're a son of God, save yourself, when Jesus was crucified. If Jesus had any feelings, then by his own power, he could have come down from the cross and showed them that he is a son of God. But that's man's thought, right? Since Jesus got no feelings at all, he was not ashamed of those in accusation or despise of evil people. He rather prayed for him. Someone did evil to you. He made rumors about you. He spread those rumors. And are you ashamed? No, you are not. Because you got nothing to do with them. He did evil. But because of those rumors, you got ashamed, you got ill feelings, you got weary. It's because you got ill feelings in you. You got pride. And you don't hate him. I mean, you hate him. It's all because you got ill feelings in you. Since Jesus got no ill feelings at all, he was not ashamed. He did only prayed with goodness. Father, please forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. When you have no evil heart at all, then in any given situation, you will have no ill feelings at all. God's and the Lord's disciples, when they were, you know, persecuted, "Father, please get rid of them." They didn't pray like that with ill feelings. They rather said in Acts 4:29, "And now, Lord, take note of their threats and grant that your bondservants may speak your word with all confidence." King Herod persecuted churches and killed James and put prison into prison. His disciples and all the members of the early church didn't try to revenge. They only prayed to God for Peter. Even to the world, and he showed goodness. The early churches, members of the early church also did goodness. And God sent the angel and awakened Peter and put Peter out of jail. But King Herod realized that Peter was out of jail. Then the King Herod did evil to kill all the jail watchers. We were watching it, but it happened. It was the work of God. But Acts 12:23 says, "And immediately an angel of the Lord struck him, because he did not give God the glory, and he was eaten by worms and died." King Herod received the report. God protects his chosen man. He had to repent. But since he didn't give glory to God, he was eaten by worms and died. God made the judgment on him according to justice. So when you leave everything onto the hands of God and pray and follow the truth by faith, then God himself works and judges people. Joseph, if he had had any ill feelings against his brothers who sold him as a slave, then his heart would have been filled with hatred and complaint. He was young. He might have curious about why his brothers did that. But he prayed and followed the will of God. Then he realized that he did something that his brothers would hate him. He realized it, and he repented of it, and he was changed. He didn't have any ill feelings against his, brothers. For 13 years, he received trials, but he looked back on himself before Father God, and he didn't have any ill feelings against his brothers. Without any ill feelings, he was faithful in goodness and love, and at the age of 30, he became prime minister of Egypt. Through this kind of episode in the Bible, we gotta leave everything onto the hands of God. Things seem impossible. However, when Father God works, even a sinner inside king's prison can be released like this. And that man became prime minister after standing before God, standing before the king, and after interpreting his dream. The king was touched, and he made Joseph, prime minister. When Father God works like this, things can happen like this. We gotta believe him. We gotta depend on him. People judge and people condemn. No way. When Father God works, it can be solved. Father God, who worked for Joseph, if you work for us, then everything worked for good. I believe that by this kind of faith and prayer, not only in your life, but in church work, when you gotta look at everything by faith, you gotta have such faith and wisdom. Later on, when he met his brothers, he didn't reveal himself, his identity, but he didn't use his power. Since he got no ill feelings against his brothers, with the wisdom that God gave to him, He gave chances to his brothers to repent. He saved his family from famine, and he laid the foundation of Israelites. For 13 years, he struggled. He was the lowest man as a slave. In 13 years, he became prime minister of Egypt, and he saved Israelites, and he laid the foundation of Israel. Then you can see the years of the 13 years of the trials would become great moments for Joseph. So in any time, we should never complain against God. We should never blame. Instead, we gotta wait by faith. So we gotta see what is more beneficial. When we deal with things with our own feelings, or when we leave everything onto the hands of Father God, which one is more beneficial? Which one is better for us? We gotta understand it. However, leaving everything onto the hands of Father God does not mean that we expecting Father God to judge that evil man. We only deal with these people with goodness and do goodness out of love, then Father God would make that person realize or change him. It will be better, right? And then he will reward you with answers and blessings because you didn't show any evil. Therefore, I urge you to deal with people only with goodness and love, not with ill feelings. Let me conclude this message. When someone bothered you, are you get angry? Is your heart burning and your heart is pumping and you cannot even digest well? Someone approaches you, you hate that one and you avoid him? You cannot digest well? You cannot sleep well? If you have feelings like this, then you may bother others too by doing evil. But you yourself also suffer. And many kinds of diseases are stemmed from this kind of ill feelings. But if you have no ill feelings at all, then you got no reason to suffer like this. Psalm 37 verses 7 to 9 says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil doing. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land." Since we got right to judge others, we got to control our ill feelings, and we got to cast off those ill feelings from your heart and deal with love and leave everything unto the hands of God. Then, as Psalm 62:12 says, "Loving kindness is yours, O Lord, for you recompense a man according to his work. He will make everything work for the good." What you got to remember is that when you have ill feelings, first of all, you got to suppress the feelings. And eventually, you got to find evil that provoked that ill feelings. And you should not stop there. You got to win evil with goodness. You got to become such a child of God. And in that kind of process, you cannot cast off all those ill feelings by your own effort. So you got to receive God's grace through fervent prayers and fastings, and with the help of the Holy Spirit. When you keep on making effort to get rid of ill feelings, then you will not get angry and you will not make enemies. You will instead have peace with everybody and peace of mind. Hebrews 12:14 says, "Pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord." When we do so, we will be commended by the Lord. May you quickly cast off feelings, win evil by goodness, leave your matters onto the hands of God, and enjoy peace and happiness. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.